BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's show, it's Chris Ramsay on Innuendo Bingo. We decide to rescore people's experience in the Radio 1 toilets. Something huge happening on tomorrow's show. And Fat Tuesday, which means it's Charlie Slough.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow on the show, do you want to know what's going on?
Very excited.
It's big. That's why I'm playing this drone. Tomorrow on this show, got a rather large interview.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes. One Direction live on this show tomorrow.
What a Bumbleo Wednesday that is going to be.
Oh, I forgot it's Bumbleo Wednesday as well.
Big day.
Oh, wow. But don't even think about turning up at Radio 1 because they won't be here. I can't actually remember the last time One Direction came into Radio 1 because it just gets so crazy that health and safety-wise, it wouldn't be allowed.
Mm.
Like, there were so many people that we wouldn't be able to cope with it.
So how's this working out?
So, I'm going to meet all of the boys tomorrow at a secret location. Don't even try and find out where it is.
What if you're followed?
I don't know, put a bag over my head. I don't know. I'll make sure that I'm not being tailed. But it's happening tomorrow, and I'm going to start the show off from that secret location. So you might have to hold things here for a while.
This is hilarious.
How's that feeling for
tomorrow's
you?
Tomorrow's going to be a great day.
So I'll be in the secret location from the start of the show, from around 1 o'clock, and then we just wait.
Yeah.
And see when they turn up.
But then they're going to be on live. I mean, it's not going to be one of these things where it's pre-recorded and, you know, that it's going to be happening live tomorrow. It's a big deal.
Happening live. It's the first time they've done anything like this for a while. Obviously, they've been on their tour. Last time I spoke to them was at Radio 1's Big Weekend, which is a while ago now, start of the summer. So it'd be good to catch up with them. And we've got, like, the first interview as well. So One Direction on this show tomorrow, anytime from 1 p.m. from a secret location while Chris looks after things here. It's all going to be fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's really weird. Every time you say about One Direction, you immediately get people asking you to pass on messages on social media.
Of course.
I can't cope with this news. Tell Niall I love him. Tell Zayn he's got the best hair in the whole band. And Dean, off of Jack and Dean, off of YouTube, says, let me know if there's 5 minutes free to fumble Harry's hair. I don't think we're going to have 5 minutes free. I've just got to cram in as many questions as I can.
It's amazing just seeing the news kind of trickle out now. Because no one knew about this interview, and now it's happening.
Yeah.
It's amazing for One Direction fans, isn't it?
Huge! So tomorrow, 1 o'clock on this show, One Direction live. But not at Radio 1, so don't come here. I mean, normally you're very welcome, but tomorrow...
But there's
no point. A bit rude.
Yeah.
Not wanted here. Coming up at 1:45, loads going on. We have got Innuendo Bingo with Chris Ramsay. Saw in his Twitter that he's just had a shower. What was the point of that, please? Dried himself off and then is coming here to get an absolute soaking again.
Well, he's threatened to go for a kebab with loads of garlic sauce before he does it.
Oh, garlic sauce, boss. Nice.
Before he battles.
Okay, so 1:45 today. Listen and watch. The cameras will be on if you love a bit of Chris Ramsay. Girls really fancy him, don't they?
It's a weird one.
Why is it?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, I hope he's here. I hope he's listening to this in the green room right now.
No, but people, like, girls really like him.
Really?
He's one
like
of those.
Him.
Is it just a funny guy thing?
I mean, he is funny.
Do you think that helps?
And it does help having a GSOH.
Would we say this to his face?
Well, it's up to you.
I don't know.
He'll be here in 15 minutes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, David in York, who's got a bit of a hoo for us. He's just seen two girls in Leeds doing Penny for the Guy. Hello!
I don't even know what that is.
What is it?
Penny is something... I don't know.
Okay. Well, they just wanted to pass on the hoo as well.
Weak hoo from you as well there, by the way. Better.
Yeah, all the ladies have been on. Chris Ramsay's gorgeous. Can you tell him the girl who he told he liked her beard on Twitter says hello? I'm getting messages for him now as well. I'm just basically...
Can you tell him the girl who he told he liked her beard?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Hello.
I don't know.
I just feel like I'm passing messages now. I'm a mule for people like Niall.
Chris Ramsey in One Direction.
Yeah, I'm basically the in-betweener. I'm just like, yeah, I'll pass on a message for you.
I feel today could be a wet one. I'm up for it.
I am as well. I'll turn the echo off now. Strictly Come Bingo is on Thursday. We'll have another Strictly contestant playing at 1:45. I do like the Strictly ones.
Do you think it's helping you out, though, or do you think it's a hindrance? Because, I mean, we're spitting on these people every week. Is it turning all of these contestants against you?
No, I mean, they're still a very friendly bunch, generally. The Scott Mills Daily. And here's Chris Ramsey. Hello.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Yeah.
Good to
see you. Bit thirsty. I think I've come to the right place.
Oh, yeah, you have. Now, you have played this game before, but I don't think Chris was here.
No.
Yeah. No, you weren't. I played against the lovely Gemma.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And famously, I had a fish finger wrap beforehand and nearly made her sick.
Well remembered.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'll never forget the look in her eyes when I said it.
But I think this is the real experience now.
Yeah. Sarah Jane just told us outside. She said, yeah, playing against you was horrible. She says it's like G-force. Like,
yeah.
Apparently you practice in front of the mirror.
Yeah. Mind you, I think you kind of met your match last week with Alison Hammond.
She was amazing.
How does it feel, Chris Ramsey, to be the fittest comedian?
The fittest comedian? Yeah. Who says this?
Everyone.
Fit as in, like, I can do the most press-ups.
Like, fit.
Oh, like, fit. Fit. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's a close thing, I think, between you and Russell Howard. Also gets called fit a lot.
Does he? Does he? Yeah. Well, he can have that if you want. It feels weird.
So many people.
I've never heard that.
Oh, it's on. It's definitely on.
My mum says I'm the best-looking boy and I'm the most special one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't heard it from many fans.
You've never heard that before? Come on.
Well, not face-to-face. Face.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of doing a calendar?
Yes. Because now Hollyoaks don't do them anymore.
Hollyoaks don't do them.
No, they've stopped them.
There's a gap in the market right there.
I mean, it's probably a bit late now because like Christmas is nearly here.
Well, I've got a surplus of them little stickers that you put on your nipples. So that'll be perfect. Yeah, yeah. I buy loads of them once a year and I haven't used them all this year.
Yeah, I mean, 2016 calendar could happen.
Definitely. 2015, I've got a good camera. I'll do it at home.
I've just seen your tour dates, which stretch all the way through November. Well, all of November.
Yeah,
you don't really get a day off, do you? Well, it's now and again.
Well, I'm off today. Well, I was supposed to be, but I'm happy to come here and be spat on.
Mm.
I normally have to pay for stuff like that. My days off.
And you, you are all over the place.
Oh,
in places
crazy,
like in places
whoever,
like barking.
Whoever books it thinks I've got a helicopter.
Yeah.
Someone books it and goes, oh, he'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. Aberdeen to Hull. That's doable.
Yeah, because if you look at it, like, geographically, it's not the best.
Oh, it's madness. Yeah, it's like someone's done it with a spirograph and a map.
do you ever forget where you are? Do you do one of those things where you walk out and you say, hello, wherever, and it's the wrong town?
I've nearly done it once, but I didn't do it when I was on stage. I did it when I was introducing my support act off stage, so he had to go out and deal with it.
Oh, no. I mean, Salisbury to Spalding. That's nowhere near.
I've got no idea where they are, if I'm honest.
Are there any places you've played you're like, I've never heard of this place?
I did Camberley on Sunday. And
sorry.
I didn't have... Yeah, and I thought you said sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I tell you what, it was amazing because they've got... I don't know if you saw me Twitter on my Facebook. They've got this thing that's like a massive warehouse full of trampolines. And it's got trampolines on the wall, and it's this thing.
In Camberley?
Yeah, yeah, you pay to go. It's like a tenner for an hour. It was madness. It's all over my Twitter. And I filmed a full tour diary there, but the best bit was my support act's called Carl Hutchinson. He's like a child in a man's body. He's such a child. He loves trampolining. We got a really good room in a hotel the other day, and we just bounced on the bed for the whole time and jumped around the room.
Okay.
So this trampolining thing, he's fit as well. this trampolining thing, he couldn't do it, so I did a tour diary. It's on my website, and it's basically interspersed of me jumping around, having the time of my life, interspersed with him sitting on a train on his own near the crowd. It's the greatest video ever.
Talking of hotel rooms, you're a little bit... There's a Twitter account called DJs Complaining.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be one with comedians complaining. Because there was something the other day I saw about you being up all night. Or so you put it on your Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
There was some reason why there was a hotel
keeping
you awake.
There's always something.
Stay over then a lot of the time?
Yeah, yeah, loads of times. I live in hotels at the minute. Like when I come home, if my wife's like, do you want to go away for a weekend? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Not in a million years. I'm not leaving this house.
And what was annoying you? Can you remember about this particular hotel?
Oh, it could have been anything. Honestly, it could have been anything.
I'm sure it was something to do with the bed. It was like,
oh,
if you moved on the bed.
They gave us a four-poster bed, and I was well excited. I felt like I was in a Dickens novel. I was like, oh, I pulled the curtains closed every time I moved. Ah! The people next door must have thought I was having the best night ever. And I assure you, I was not.
Oh, yeah, we need to do comedians complaining.
Yeah, it needs to be done.
Yeah. I also like it. Every time we get a comedian in and someone's been to see the show, they always text in or tweet in about a joke that happened on the night, and I just feel excluded. Oh. So it's like, saw Chris Ramsey in Camberley on Sunday. So good. Ask him if he likes chips. Now, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Right, yeah. That is literally one bit of the show.
Okay, right.
Yeah. That's basically because I talk about Twitter, and I say that I met a guy on my tour who didn't know what Twitter was. And I it seemed a bit weird, but in a way I was quite impressed.
Yeah.
I was like, that's amazing that you don't, like, that's a level
you've
of
managed
sort
to avoid.
Of,
that.
Yeah, you've actively been ignorant of that, and that's amazing. Well done. And I said to him, he was sitting in the front row, and I said, look, mate, the only way I can sum Twitter up, it's people saying things, little things, talking about what the, you know, whatever, and it pops up on the internet and it's gone within seconds. It's essentially a modern day equivalent of pulling up to a bus stop in your car, winding your window down, shouting an opinion, and driving off in the distance. You know what I mean? And then it was, I like chips! And that's the best way, just a bus stop full of people going, who was that bloke? It's in a hurry, probably got the chippy.
It's true.
Very true.
Hey, you're looking fitter though, Scott, as well. Talking about fit. The dancing's doing well for you. You can't see it, I don't know if you can see it on the web camera, but he's actually like Michael Flatley. His head's completely still, and from the waist down, the dancing is unbelievable. I thought you had a table fan on when I came in. I'm just getting a draft off your flailing limbs.
It's my posture. So much better. Right, in a minute, we're going to play Innuendo Bingo. It's going to be a good one today. I think we should really go for it today.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah,
Chris versus Chris. It's happening.
I'm on tour. I've only got a select amount of clothing in my suitcase. But yeah, why not? Just sort this. Yeah, destroy it.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to look at where you're next, actually. Where are you next? Yeah. Runcorn?
Runcorn on Thursday, Norwich on Friday, Barton on Saturday, Canterbury on Sunday.
You know that as well.
Mate, it's the only job I've got.
Okay, right. Assume positions, lads. We're going to play Dahlia, Stars Are Aligned, and then let's get wet.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills on Radio 1. So many people from Camberley are on. Excited that it's been mentioned on Radio 1 and that Chris Ramsey knows where it is.
Oh, I loved it. It was a great gig.
Saw Chris Ramsey in Aberystwyth. He compared our town to Narnia.
You have to go over the hills and far away to get Aberystwyth. It's crazy.
It's far, right?
It's crazy, yeah. It's honestly, on a map, it's the shortest distance. It's the shortest distance ever on a map, but you sort of have to snake it like a bit of spaghetti. Like, it's not from point A to B. You have to basically go around and around.
I only ever hear of it. It's a classic school trip destination.
Yeah.
But not for anyone in Newcastle.
And it's just students
in Aberystwyth. It's crazy, yeah.
Okay, hello Aberystwyth.
Hi Aberystwyth.
Okay, so it is time for Innuendo Bingo with Chris Ramsey. Let's get the cameras on, let's do this. Are we ready? Here we go.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Always good to have Chris Ramsey on the show, and today let's make it a wet one on Innuendo Bingo.
It's cold.
Get on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone right now, anywhere, any screen that shows the Radio 1 website, you can see Chris Ramsey.
Chris Stark's like warming up.
He's in the face.
He's stretching his mouth and he's getting used to the temperature.
It's cold, you got to acclimatise.
Yeah, the water's pretty cold. Okay, so a selection of innuendos.
Right then, mate. Twice a week.
Oh, wait a minute.
Innuendos all found from you, the Radio 1 listeners. We couldn't do this without you, so if you see anything on TV and you think that would be good for Innuendo Bingo, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll give you a little mention. If you just send me an email, tell me what time it was on, what they said, and what show. Okay, I think we should start with a clip from last week, which I think Chris will enjoy. Well, both the Chris's will enjoy. It's from John Motson on Match of the Day.
Sorry,
Chris. He's heard this one before.
Oh, man.
Is that why you were whittling out? John Motson on Match of the Day, and Tottenham player Kyle Naughton has had a bit of a nasty accident.
And there goes Kyle Naughton. That doesn't look too good, does it? Might have just followed through a bit too much.
Oh, my God!
Sounds like a messy game, that one.
Mate!
The first one is always the worst, to be honest.
Might have just followed through a bit too much.
Ooh. Here we are. Ready?
I feel like I'm on Free Willy.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hello, Russ in Bristol, making lunch, watching bingo for the first time in ages. It's so much better when you watch. And Frankie in Birmingham is watching as well while doing mass revision. We're going back to Friday now, and it's my friend Len Goodman and his new show, Holiday of My Lifetime. Now, this week, Len went on holiday with Fatima Whitbread off of Javelins. And the jungle.
That's already funny.
From the jungle as well. Severed! Now, Len does like to strike up a bit of a rapport with his guests on the show, but I'm not sure the two of them should be trying this during their time away from home.
It seems Fatima can turn her hand to just about anything, but catching crabs can't be that hard.
Oh, I've got to get the tube back after this.
The force is strong today, lads. Projectile.
Catching crabs can't be that hard.
Voice of experience there from Len Goodman. Catherine spotted that one. Thanks, Catherine. Okay.
Oh, no.
Now we're going over to yesterday's Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is on BBC One. Now, the thing about antiques hunters is they really will look anywhere for a bargain. Especially this guy, Eric. Anywhere.
Soap there's less than £20 in it as our competitive pair pull out all the stops in a final frantic round of selling. Eric is next to draw something out of his arsenal. His tin painting box.
So good. That was Sophie in Plymouth, he spotted that one.
I might start watching them shows now.
I know. Tom in Scarborough's watching for the first time on his phone. Yeah, I might watch that.
Eric is next to draw something out of his arsenal. His tin shooting box.
Oh. Okay, here we go. A bit of class now as we head to Sunday's Downton Abbey on ITV. And in this scene, Violet is in the middle of grappling with a moral dilemma. When Mrs. Crawley suddenly offers to do something most unwelcome.
Are you going to tell the prince?
I think I should, don't you?
Would you like me to come?
No.
Would you like me to come?
No.
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 No. Is the no? Is the no answer? No. Oh, no, not a day alone.
No.
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 No. Now we're going over to Call the Council, a new show on BBC One, and you meet all sorts of characters. Now, here's a very helpful man called Morris, who is making up a sign for the park. Although I'd hope most dog owners already knew this. Here's Morris.
Whilst Anita's putting her green fingers to good use in the gardens, Morris's mission is to clean up the mess.
We're knocking up a sign about owners, if your dog's balls are disintegrating, take them home.
Ah! Thank you, Morris.
Owners, if your dog's balls are disintegrating, take them home.
Take them home at once is the tip there. Andy in Birmingham emailed that one. Thank you, Andy. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you see anything on TV. I love this. It's a wet one, says David. And another David says, I'm taking a break from work, especially for this bingo. It's brilliant. It is good today. Now a recent favourite from Otis Dealey on The Gadget Show on Channel 5 next. See, the thing about that show, I really kind of struggled to keep up. I was frantically trying to run all of this through the Urban Dictionary, but I had no idea what he was on about. See if you know.
Owners, if your dog's...
No, that's wrong. That was Morris again.
Owners, if your dog's balls are disintegrating, take them home.
He's doing a cameo on the Gadget Show.
It's not a...
Same bloke.
Morris is everywhere. Oh, that was such a big build-up as well. I messed it up. Anyway, here's Otis on the Channel 5 Gadget Show. See if you can work this out.
I was happier with my Qualcast washer. Its 150 bar of pressure and flow rate of 420 litres per hour were pretty average, but maybe enough to piddle all over Amy's Bosch.
Poor Amy.
Maybe enough to piddle all over Amy's bosh.
This is all wet today. So good. Okay, next.
Can I, hold on, can I just say the worst bit is the closest cups to it are fuller now.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, the closest cups on the floor have got a lot of fodder in them.
Frankie in Birmingham's enjoying this while watching and doing maths revision at the same time. Now we're going to BBC Scotland, and on the folk music show Take the Floor, presenter Robbie Shepherd seems to have got a bit distracted while the song was playing. It's just a piece of music. Sorry, Chris Ramsey. Okay, here we go. Back over to the folk. People love it.
Oh, man.
Oh. The folk show. Come on!
Look at how full he's got.
It's my cup.
I'm sorry, mate. I'll take that one if you want.
Go on, then. Come on. Okay. Over to BBC Scotland. What, Chris?
Busy drinking.
What are you doing?
I was busy drinking, and he spat in my mouth.
I'm so sorry.
Right, that's it.
Okay.
I'm going double barrel here, like, you're going down.
He's going doubles. Here we go, come on.
Okay, just play the music and I'll join in.
Come on! Come on. What's wrong with you?
Got him.
Aye, fine fingering there.
Natalie heard that happen and was quite shocked.
Oh, it was built up so much I didn't think it was going to be good, but it was really good.
Aye, fine fingering there.
Thank you. And finally, let's stay north of the border. Well, right on the border, actually. It's a travel documentary all about a visit to Hadrian's Wall and some unexpected benefits of a visit to this historic spot.
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze.
Maybe I cut that one short.
A place to meet, gaze.
Oh, where's the rest of it?
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze.
I haven't got the long version. Okay, good. And that was today's chaotic innuendo bingo. Chris Ramsey, that was incredible.
Cheers, brother. Wow. Thank you very much.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, wow. That was brilliant. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. There'll be more bingo Thursday, 1:45. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. The Scott
Mills Daily. If you just put Radio 1 on today, you've missed a brilliant innuendo bingo with Chris Ramsey. You've missed me telling the world that tomorrow we have an exclusive interview with One Direction before anyone else on this show from a secret location. I will be in place at that secret location. Seriously, it's like a military operation, this.
Yeah, right.
It really is.
But the word's really getting out now. It's incredible seeing how many retweets it's getting and just the fact that all these One Direction fans that didn't know that this was happening, it's so last minute.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I'm seeing tweets from all over, like a lot of South America, Brazil, Argentina, the Middle East, all picking up on the fact that we have got an interview with them tomorrow. Singapore, Thailand, all their fans are on from there as well.
Do you know what you're going to ask?
I'll work it out tonight. So they've just broke a record as well for the most views in 24 hours for the Steal My Girl video. Huge, still so huge. So I will be in place from 1 o'clock in this secret location tomorrow. Chris, you'll be all right here on your own for a while.
Well, I'll kind of man the fort whilst you're doing that.
Okay, what will that involve, please?
I don't know yet.
I'm slightly scared about this.
Same, to be brutally honest.
Okay. Oh, James Baseman on saying thank you so much for the lovely words. No worries, James.
I love it when artists listen. You kind of forget when you're sat here in this spot.
You said this yesterday. Do you know what? You forget that you're going out to all these different places.
It goes out on, like, the whole world.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, James Bay, I'm a big, big, big fan of that track. Greg will play it again later because it's track of the day, Hold Back the River. But yes, One Direction on this show, the only radio station that's got an interview like this, tomorrow from 1 p.m. Make sure you're here if you're a fan of 1D.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, John Newman's joined in on the chat now on Twitter. He's listening as well. Any more artists want to join in and say they're listening today?
Is it all just the famouses checking in?
It's just
amazing.
It's just artist loving today. Now, that sounds like, because John Newman's listening, that then I played his song. That was an actual coincidence.
Right.
The one he did with Calvin Harris. But it sounds like I'd planned that, and I didn't at all.
Because it does seem that
I know.
Yeah, it does seem that if an artist like texts you or tweets you that they're getting their songs played on Radio 1, that's not the case.
Yeah, but Rixton are currently on their way to Nottingham for their show tonight, and I've got no Rixton plan to play at all. But hi, boys, listening. Well, they are listening.
So are you going the other way now? You're not going to play any Rixton just to prove a point?
Yeah, I am.
You actually did have some Rixton lined up,
no,
but
no,
you're
no,
now
no.
not playing it because no, it makes you look biased.
Nothing in the planner. No planning for Rixton at the moment. But I do like their new single.
Mm.
Now, on Thursday night at 10 p.m. on BBC Three, Radio 1 rescores Drive. This is massive. It's curated by Zane Lowe. It's this Thursday at 10 p.m. It's the film Drive, which you'll see on BBC Three, but with brand new music. All new music on it. And each night this week at 7 p.m, Zane is playing some of the tracks that you will hear in the rescore of Drive. So it's exactly the same film, but loads of artists on it that you've not heard on the film before. So a completely different musical
score.
It's
really cool.
Yeah. And that's BBC Three, 10 o'clock. Huge deal, this.
Mm.
So today we decided to rescore something of our own.
Yeah, almost as a homage to this great event that's happening.
Yeah.
So we thought we would take people's experiences of going to the toilet... you know, a place where we often go here on the show.
Yeah.
And
we are in the toilet a lot.
Yeah. But we thought, you know, that's quite an average mundane experience. And as a homage to the great man Zane Lowe, what we thought we could do is I could go in and curate. Hmm. I could go into the toilets and rescore that experience for people.
For people, yes. I mean, the BBC Three Zane Lowe thing on Thursday night, it's groundbreaking. It's created a lot of debate on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's not changing the film at all.
No.
It's just rescoring it and seeing it and hearing it differently.
And that's exactly what we want to achieve by what we're about to do. We want to keep it the same, you know, amazing experience.
Yeah.
But just an alternative.
We don't want to take the experience away. We just want to make it a little bit different for people.
So I'm going to go...
not saying it's going to be better.
No. No, so I'm going to go and curate away in the toilet.
Okay.
Keen?
Yeah, keen. Off you go to the loo. Chris, where are you right now?
I'm just in the toilets here in the BBC building.
The male toilets?
The male toilets, of course, yes.
Sure. So we're going to do some rescoring this afternoon.
Mm. So I think how this is going to work best is... same signal as before, shall I cough when I hear someone... Oh, hang on.
Okay. So you've got a speaker there.
Yes.
Tell us what you're going to do.
I'm going to rescore their toilet experience for them.
You're not going to make it better. You're just going to make it different.
Yes, exactly. Oh, there's someone. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
You right?
Just having a wee.
Is it a quick one, would you say?
About average.
I'm going to rescore your experience for you. Hang on. Carry on.
It is, of course, patience. Have a little patience.
How's this going for you?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the different beat, I suppose.
That's the thing, it doesn't take away from the experience at all. We're just changing the music that goes along with it.
Yeah, I'm going along with that sentiment, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's still as it was intended.
Absolutely. I feel refreshed and deeply soothed at the same time.
Yeah.
just enjoy it. Still there? You still on board?
I'm
flush
now, but it's been a
different but amazing experience. Flush
away, mate. You washing your hands? Yes. Exercise.
I think that went well, Mills.
I think it went well.
I think it's nice because it's the same experience that they had before, but just with a different soundtrack, you know.
And remember, this experiment comes from a place of respect.
Oh, absolutely.
A bit like Zane's show. You're not trying to change things, just trying to make it different.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a parallel experience.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Just waiting.
Okay, right, so wait there. I'll return to Chris and the Lou in a minute. This is Knife Party on Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Someone says, what's all this about? You've lost it, Mills, rescoring someone's toilet experience. You're a loon. Loon?
Uh-oh.
How have you thought this up? Whose idea was this, says Suzanne I know. Chris?
I've got to say, even when the song was on, there's a lot of people around here. It's lunchtime and all. It's busy here in the toilet. Here we go.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, you?
I hear a belt being removed. Are you in here for a long time, would you say?
Potentially.
How are you feeling?
Good.
I'm just going to rescore your experience.
Sorry?
I'm going to rescore. Tell me when you're ready.
Are they in the cubicle next door?
Cubicle next door.
Yeah.
Trousers down?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready when you are.
Remember, this is a unique one-off project for Radio 1. Rescoring people's experience in the toilet. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold me back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
Still the same experience.
It's helping.
We're not making it better, we're just changing it.
It's definitely helping.
Is it helping?
Yeah.
It's getting a bit weird now, Mills. I don't know when to. I think he's in there for a long time. I'm kind of trapped.
Turn it off.
I don't know what to do. Do I carry on? Carry on.
I don't know.
This, whatever feels right.
I'm not sure what if I want to be in here anymore. This was a funny idea, which I think has just gone a bit weird.
The trouble is, you're kind of trapped in there now.
Oh, I can hear him. There's a flush.
The whole song.
I don't know what to do. I'm kind of stuck.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know. I don't know. Are you done?
Yeah, thanks. That definitely helped.
Okay. Would you say it was a different experience for you?
Yeah, it helped. It helped. I don't know.
So weird.
All right, then. Well, have a good day.
How was that for you?
I feel very weird in here now. The atmosphere's changed. I might.
So you should.
I'm going
to sneak back.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've had our fun.
I would. While the coast is clear, I would sneak back.
I'm going to wait here for 1 minute in case there's anyone lurking outside, and then I'll come back.
All right, see you in a minute.
Interesting experiment that, though.
I know. I liked it. I mean, it's just a unique one-off project for Radio 1.
Mm.
Just rescoring people's experience, you know?
Yeah, as it was intended.
Indeed.
Okay,
I'll see you in a minute.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Look, everyone, it's Charlie Sloth.
Ah!
Oh, gosh.
Hello there.
Howdy, how are you, Freddy?
Stop calling me Freddy.
Freddo! Before we go any further, I promised my mum and my sister that I'd ask you, on Strictly this weekend, when you picked up your partner by one leg, was that an accident?
Yes.
Was you meant to have both legs and you just managed to get one?
No, it's always supposed to be one.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the idea of family sloth sitting around watching you on Strictly.
I like it as well. Sick lifts, though, isn't it?
Sick lifts. Apart from the one when she was on the floor and you couldn't pick her up, that was a bit awkward,
right.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about that. I'm thinking about working on the core strengths.
Here's the thing, right?
Yep.
So I was so pleased with how that, because in rehearsal it went wrong every time. So I just got to flip her off. This is on Strictly. Flip her off and then just let go, which is quite scary.
Mm.
I was so pleased that I did just let go that I forgot to pick her up again. Slight problem. A lot going on, you know.
I think you styled it out though, but you did notice it was a mistake.
I noticed it because I've been watching Millsy from the off, so I know when he's confident in something or when he's, you know, covering it up. You know what I mean?
Wait till this week, fam. It's Halloween.
Oh, what are you dressing up?
Oh.
You.
Dress up as me.
Yeah.
That's a part of it.
Look at you, camo man,
that's
today.
That's a part. Yeah, man's ready for war.
What?
I'm not really, but it just sounded good.
Yeah, it's like Action Man. Can you imagine if there was Charlie Sloth
Faction
figurine? Do you know what? That's really, that is fattest, Mills. Fattest. Now, do you know what? I actually have got a bit of an issue with toy companies not making fat characters. Why is there never a fat Action Man? There's bare fat soldiers, but you can never get a fat Action Man. Or a fat Ken. Why is there not a fat Ken?
Why is there
2014, fam.
Why is there not a fat Barbie?
True. Why is there not a fat Barbie? Bare tattoos, teeth missing. Come on, man. 2014.
I'd love to see a Charlie Sloth thing in time for Christmas. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
You want...
Little figure.
You want, like, the action figure. You want Barbie to look a bit more like she's been on Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah, do you know what I was going to say? Jeremy Kyle should release some toys, some figures.
Good idea.
How sick would
that
be?
Very good idea.
How sick would that be?
And now it's time for Real or No Real with our favourite Charlie Sloth. Here we go.
Lethal Bizzle, on the Leicester leg of his Dench Party Tour, performed a UKG version of the famous Yaya Toure Kolo Toure football chant.
Does this need explaining to you, Mills?
What?
You must have seen this before. This is where you put your hands in your head, you know, Yaya, Yaya, and then you're down low and you're Kolo, Kolo. Do you know who they are?
I've never heard of this in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're footballers.
Okay. I've never heard of the chant, to be fair. Do you know it?
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
Charlie, this strikes me as one for you here. Performed a UKG version of it, though.
I can actually imagine Bizzle doing this, because Bizzle is a real party guy, and he will do whatever it takes to get the party started. So I can imagine it might have been a bit dry, not really getting into the vibe of things, and Bizzle's like, you know what? Watch this, fam. Boom! And there was Putty and...
Is it the tune to No Limits?
Yes,
no limits.
Yeah, that's well spotted.
Thank you.
Okay, so did Lethal Bizzle do this on his
UKG version?
I'm going to say real for this.
I think so. I've been guilty of doing it in the past.
And he's a football man as well, isn't he?
Yeah, this is real.
Fring Pong's cousin.
Real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, done though.
All we have is a quite a low quality phone clip from the gig taken by a fan.
Yeah, this is what you need to start doing, Mills.
I imagine Mills, you're doing that at a live event.
He'll go off.
He'll go off, fam.
It sounds
Zooting.
Like it. Yeah, I mean, you should start doing it, maybe.
I mean, I don't need to.
What's your gimmick when you're out on the road, Charlie?
I don't need a gimmick. That is so fast. That is rude. Do you know what's funny? I'm actually going to make an exclusive announcement here. I'm not actually fat.
No.
This is a fat suit, prosthetics on the face. I'm not actually fat. And at One Extra Live this year, I'm going to reveal it by stripping off this fat suit. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, he's not really fat. He's fooled us for the last 5 years.
That's going to shift the last of those tickets, isn't it?
they're all gone. The tickets for One Extra Live, they went in 45 minutes, fam.
Oh, sorry.
We popular out here, cuz. You know what I mean?
Anyway, now it's time for the next one.
In the 1800s, tomato ketchup was used as a medicine.
It's weird to think that they had tomato ketchup in the 1800s.
Don't see that on Downton, do you?
No. But, I mean, is this just, you know, some tomatoes mushed up that was used as medicine? We're calling it tomato ketchup. Because for me, there's a big difference. It's a big difference between the stuff that you're squeezing out of a bottle and just, you know, stamping on some tomatoes.
Mashed up tomatoes.
But yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's probably an earlier version of, so it might just be stamped tomatoes.
Well, then I can believe that this would be real.
I'm going to say no real. I don't think...
But used as a medicine?
Yeah, I don't think that was that stupid back in the day.
Does tomato ketchup, right, does it
here
count
we go.
Towards one of your five a day?
No.
Does it definitely
no.
not?
No.
It doesn't.
No.
Definitely
doesn't. No
Worth
way.
Asking. Worth asking, especially Charlie. You'd what? Like, well, because it's one of those that you could sneak away and
I have
happy
my five a day
had...
for breakfast every day.
What do you have?
I have two bananas, half a pineapple, half a grapefruit, four kiwis, and a box of strawberries.
Every day for breakfast.
Every day for breakfast. That's not
it does
joke.
Sound specific. That almost does
every
sound like
day
it could
for breakfast.
Real.
Mm. It's good. That's why I look so fresh. My skin is so fresh and clean. flawless.
Fresh and clean.
My skin is flawless. You don't see no spots on my face or no pores.
But your toilet isn't.
My skin is fresh and clean.
Oh,
yeah, it's winning out here. I look gorgeous. God, every morning.
Well,
I don't need no makeup.
You must be well regular.
Yeah, I'm regular. I'm telling you what.
Woohoo!
Let's bring this back.
Anyway, oh, sorry, I haven't said whether it's real or no real yet. What do you think?
I'm going to say no real. No real, cuz.
That one is real.
Yes. Wow.
The actual ketchup, as opposed to just pureed tomato, which is what Chris is on about, was used by the Victorians as a treatment for diarrhoea.
Well.
And next, Mary J. Blige decided to collaborate with Disclosure for her single Right Now after meeting them at a party on Elton John's yacht. You've probably been on that, have you?
I was invited, couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I was busy, I had a show in Chelmsford.
With Sir Elton John!
Fresh and clean!
Fresh and clean!
Yeah, I was busy, sorry Elton about that, maybe next time.
I imagine this is the kind of thing that happens though, like Disclosure, they've got a lot of cool friends,
yeah.
They know the right places to go to, they get invited everywhere. Mm. So this is the song by Mary J. Blige. Right, all over One Extra this.
Right, I don't know.
This is right up your street, isn't it?
Big
fresh
record.
Fresh and clean. Fresh and clean. Big sound.
Insider.
Knows your blige, but did she meet Disclosure on Elton's yacht?
I can believe it, and it makes me jealous. Just because Disclosure, it annoys me how good they are sometimes.
And they're so young as well, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
Oh, aren't they young? So what do you think?
I can believe that this happened. I'm going to go real.
I can't wait to see Mary J. Blige at One Extra Life.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
She's going to be sick.
Are you be introducing her on stage, do you reckon, Charlie?
I'm doing the TV side of things. Like
are
I said,
you?
I'm going to be, like, you know, revealing that I'm not actually fat. Fat suit off, red button things.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
Real. No real, Millsy.
That one is no real.
Obviously.
No, didn't we?
I know the true story about that, but I won't get into it.
Yes.
You know, what about what?
How they met.
Oh.
Yeah. If anyone wants to know, listen to me on One Extra at 4 p.m. and I might let you know.
And might. Next. Well, keep listening. I might let you know. Next.
In the film The Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger speaks only 17 lines, less than 100 words in total.
Oh, good film fact.
That's interesting.
Only 100 words. That's not many for a long film, is it?
No.
A 2-hour film, is it, nearly?
Sloth, what's your favourite film?
Oh, I mean, there's so many.
When's the last time you cried at a film?
When I watched Free Willy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Is that because you empathised with the main character?
That is rude. That is so rude. It's not the same version of Free Willy that you watched, fam.
Similarities.
Anyway.
So, 100 words in Terminator. This is the first one we're talking about. Is that real or made up?
It doesn't seem like much considering how famous he is because of that film.
Yeah, it doesn't say much. In the first Terminator... He's the cyborg. He doesn't really say much.
Right.
So I can see this being real, you know.
But then Hodor's a massive star, isn't he, on Game of Thrones? He says one word.
Well, apart from when he...
Apart when from when he plays innuendo bingo.
then he chose another word.
Anyway.
Real or no real, then?
Real, that is real, that one.
No real.
That one is real.
Dunno.
Mm-hmm.
Dunno.
People liked his Austrian accent so much, he was given 10 times as much dialogue in Terminator 2. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20, Charlie got 30.
I'm the best around! gone. Nothing's ever gone to keep me down. Oh, actually, I've got another announcement. Today on One Extra from 4 p.m, we've got an exclusive first play of Nicki Minaj's new record with Drake and Lil Wayne. So don't listen to Greg James. Listen to One Extra.
Don't say that.
Don't listen to Greg James. Hashtag abandon Greg James. Listen to One Extra.
Awful hashtag.
Yeah, great hashtag.
Hey, I'm interviewing...
One Extra. Hashtag abandon Greg. Listen to One Extra.
I'm interviewing One Direction.
I love you, Greg.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing One Direction tomorrow. Anything you want to know?
Yeah. Can you get one of them to give my daughter a little message or something?
Okay.
Because that would make me like the dad of the year.
That is true.
She likes Niall. Her favourite's Niall.
Niall, all right.
She's got pictures all on her wall.
Yeah, all right. But I kind of wanted something like for the radio, maybe.
Oh. Well, you could do that on the radio. That'd make you cool. That'd make you a cool friend to make me a cool dad.
All right, leave it with me.
Her name's Ruby.
Ruby.
Do you want to
write that
down? Write it down somewhere so I don't forget.
Writing down autograph requests.
Ruby. Autograph requests. And maybe like a little video drop. And you can text it to me.
Don't want much, do you?
Hey, Ruby. I love you too. Thanks for being such a great fan.
I'm cutting you off now. Tomorrow from 1 o'clock, I'll be in a secret location with One Direction live. Radio 1 from 1 p.m. Or get this podcast.